Today, we're going to discuss the U.S. debt is selling off at record rates. Now, to a lot of people, that might seem like, well, bonds buy, bonds sell. It's really no big deal. But if you understand why these nations are selling off our debt, this is serious. And it's China that's doing it. What's going on? Why are they doing it? Well, it goes into even the war with Ukraine. So let me just start here. This is coming on the heels of the West and the U.S. preparing to shut down all of Taiwan's microchip factories and move them off the island. And China, as China prepares for a large-scale attack, the timeframes are narrowing, and the reports authoritative American and also Russian sources. So they're preparing for this. Now, mind you, this is at the same time NATO, especially the Danish, have authorized Ukraine to use F-16 jets to strike and launch missiles deep into Russia. If this is not World War III propaganda or escalation, I don't know what is. So you have the NATO as well. Well, the United States so far hasn't, but you know they're given the nod. NATO has approved using long-range missiles, and the United States equipment is going to be next, deep into Russia. Now, that is an escalation of war that is not going to be tolerated, and Russia has made it very clear tactical nuclear weapons will be readied and will be used if necessary. And believe me, I was a NATO secret clearance in nuclear warfare in the Army. I was a part of tactical nuclear weapons. These are things that can literally blow up 1 square mile, 2 square miles, depending on the size. They could be very, very effective, but we're forcing Russia's hand. This is getting big because it's not just about Russia and Ukraine. It's also about China. Here, they're dumping. Now, Russia has dumped the majority of all U.S. treasuries, and now you have China. So the West is preparing to do this. The microchip manufacturers that are used in the field of in Taiwan, artificial intelligence, and military purposes. The U.S. government offices have expressed concern to both their Dutch and Taiwanese partners. These are the top chip makers, about what would happen if China invades the island. Taiwan produces a vast majority of the world's advanced semiconductors. This is a big deal. The stakes are high, as 90% of the world's most advanced chips are made in Taiwan. The U.S. Commerce Secretary Raimondo says seizing this factory in the event of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan would be devastating to the U.S. economy, as Washington buys 92% of advanced microchips from the company. Now, as you can see, they sense the weakness in the U.S. Geopolitics and their global affairs. We know now that we are a multilateral world. We're not a unipolar, we're a multipolar world where the currencies are being divided. The U.S. dollar has lost its worldwide supremacy as reserve currency. And you now have a multipolar world where BRICS is using the commodity-backed, gold-backed currency to kind of put a wedge between the West. So you have just about 60% of the world's population moving away from the dollar, right down to China and Russia now using their own currencies instead of the dollar as an intermediary. This is a huge situation, and one we better watch out for, because if they keep pushing Russia, China and Russia are definitely allies in this situation, I guess you could say. I mean, Axis allies almost in a third world war. You have Iran in the middle of it. But what's really interesting about this is China, I think, sees they better make a move and make a move fast. And especially as NATO is pressing Russia, which could lead to a short tactical nuke situation, you want to talk about destabilizing the economy? You better take serious about getting gold and silver and being diversified in your portfolio. I would highly recommend giving Cornerstone Asset Metals a call to do that. It's a beautiful boutique gold and silver firm. You will receive wonderful premiums. Stay away from the big gold companies. They will gouge you with numismatics like you can't believe, and you'll get half the silver that you could get through Cornerstone. But it's important because if this goes down, if we start to see a nuclear escalation in Ukraine, if China does invade Taiwan, where is that going to go? Do you think the world economy is going to be able to hold up to that? You are going to see a dollar collapse and a stock market collapse that is absolutely unprecedented. Now, this is indicative of China's war preparations. It is in fact that Beijing has begun to get rid of securities of the U.S. Treasury and other government agencies at a record pace. In the first quarter of 2024, they already shed $53 billion worth of U.S. securities. Such a volume like this is a historical record for China. Now, understand, Russia's already dumped. A lot of them have already started dumping U.S. treasuries. And this is at a time, and I'm going to keep saying this, that the U.S. has to reissue $10 trillion of treasuries, $700 billion a month this year. Who's going to buy them? We have to reissue at a time they're dumping the debt. Now, in particular, in just 1 year, the volume of U.S. government bonds in the reserves of the People's Bank of China decreased from $869 billion down to $767. They were well over a trillion before this even started happening. And I contend they're going to keep dumping. And as I talked before, once China depegs, if we were to escalate war with Taiwan and China, simultaneously NATO escalating with Russia, you have a chance of China depegging from the U.S. dollar. If this happens, our dollar is collapsing. And you want to talk about inflation and or potentially hyperinflation, you have to get your assets in order and protected. And be careful of getting into things like annuities right now. Annuities will be devastating to you. They'll pay you a guaranteed 6% when inflation is 12% right now, actual. And if we go into these wars, we could see inflation even higher. You will lose significant amount of money by being in annuities. So it's really important to be diversified in physical tangible assets. Things like commodities, even real estate, will start to see a big boost on this. Now, at the same time, China is massively accumulating gold reserves. Now, China is a major, major gold producer, and they have kind of a rule that the gold produced in China stays in China. And yet they're on the market on the outside accumulating massive amounts of gold. What are they preparing for? As China sells U.S. assets, even as we move closer to a Fed rate cut cycle, there is a clear intent to diversify global foreign exchange reserves and move away from the dollar. So here again, with the Fed, they are in a real bad situation because it is. They raise the rates, they're going to collapse the banks. They lower the rates, they're going to really accelerate inflation. And they're almost forced to. There is so much chatter, especially with what's going on right now in this rig trial in New York. We have destroyed the credibility of America. We have destroyed the greatness of one time anyway, a great city, New York. Would you do business in New York right now? Not a chance. And don't you think the people around the world are paying attention to this? Now, if we get back into China dumping the dollar, they're watching America as we're falling apart and moving towards a banana republic. So you have Russia, China, Iran, and others aligning. They invade Taiwan. This is very, very serious because we are supposed to be militarily defending Taiwan by treaty. So a man named Stephen Chu, head of foreign exchange and interest rate strategy in Asia, has been expressing this, and he's out of the Bloomberg region in Asia. China's selling of U.S. securities could accelerate as the U.S.-China trade war continues. Now, what's interesting about this is President Biden has come out and put massive sanctions. So Biden has launched tariffs on China imports on electric vehicles, semiconductors, batteries, solar cells, critical minerals, port cranes, medical products. Medical products, mind you. Do you know we get a vast majority of our pharmaceuticals, especially antidepressants and such, from China? Can you imagine if we escalate this war, what it'll do to the American culture if we can't get the antidepressant drugs? We are this close to breaking out into a situation of World War III. We can't imagine they will go this far. But as they're moving in this direction, you are seeing people dumping around the world U.S. debt at a record rate. At a time, we have to reissue $700 billion in treasuries at substantially higher rates. You want to talk about almost like a perfect storm for a dollar collapse or a U.S. economy collapse? We can only hope that's not going to happen. But why they are pushing this narrative, why the United States is pushing China so hard, why is NATO pushing into Russia? Russia is not going to allow this. So as this is picking up, it could be a flashpoint literally overnight. Overnight, this can happen, and your assets will be in deep trouble, not just by the inflation on the dollar you're holding if you're holding cash, but the stocks, the bonds, your portfolios, all of them are at risk. Because if we do go to a massive economic collapse, that stuff's not yours. You're an unsecured creditor. Those stocks, those bonds are not yours. I used to like annuities by the only concept that they were contract law. But the problem is, if the insurance company holding the contract goes bankrupt, you're losing that annuity too. So you have to be diversified. So be very careful on going deep into any one thing and be very diversified in commodities and tangible assets right now, because commodities are going to take a big run, especially if they push this too far and that dollar starts collapsing. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.